Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very, very interesting story about a Rav named Rav Yosef. He was a Rav, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, and he was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. One time, when he was in Yechidus, he was having a private meeting with the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe told him that he should become a Bala Gala, which means a wagon driver. Rabbi Yosef was shocked. A wagon driver was, in those days, considered a very low position in life. People who were wagon drivers were usually very unlearned. And here he was a Rav and a Rosh Yeshiva. And seemingly, to leave all that, to become a wagon driver, he didn't understand. But the Alter Rebbe had said, so he accepted this, what the Alter Rebbe wanted. He went home and he told his wife, and he was very upset. He was depressed, even. He didn't understand how in the world could the Alter Rebbe ask him to become a wagon driver. He's a Rav, he's a Rosh Yeshiva. He has a service of Hashem, which he's been doing all these years, which is learning Torah and teaching Torah. His wife said to him, why are you upset? Not that I ever told you to become a wagon driver. So become a wagon driver. Go down to where the wagon drivers take care of their horses and learn how to become a wagon driver. Become a wagon driver. That's what the Alter Rebbe said to do. He realized that, of course, that his wife was correct. And so eventually he learned how to become a wagon driver, although it was not easy. But he learned it after a while. And actually, the Alter Rebbe asked him, before he told him to become a wagon driver, if he knew Mishnayos Baal Peh, and he did. And the Alter Rebbe told him that he could review Torah as he drove his wagon. And so Rabbi Yosef became a wagon driver for many years. And he accepted that this was his job. He would take people from one place to another. And sometimes he had to stay over in a hotel, in an inn. And he would, of course, not take anything away from his avodas tefillah, his davening, or his learning. Only after his davening and learning would he begin his work as wagon driver. And he kept up his shiurim, and he kept up his davening the best that he could. And he was a wagon driver for years. One day he arrived at a certain inn, and there was a nobleman, a very highly placed government official, not really a nobleman, a person who worked for the government at a very high position, who was staying there. And he asked the innkeeper, is there a wagon driver here that I could use? I have to get up very early tomorrow morning to take a trip. So the innkeeper said, well, there is Rav Yosef. He's a wagon driver. So the highly placed government official said, okay, where is he? He's over there. So he went over to talk to the wagon driver, to Reb Yosef, and he said, I have to go tomorrow to such and such place, and I have to leave first thing in the morning. Reb Yosef looked at him, and he could tell that he was a Yid. He was not acting like a Yid. He did not have a yarmulke. He did not have a beard. He did not have tzitzis. He did not have anything about him that looked Yiddish, but he had a certain Yiddish look. And Rabbi Yosef said to him, so early, he said, what about davening? You can't just leave without davening. The government official, who admitted that he was Jewish, said, okay, forget it. He went back to the innkeeper and he said, I need a different wagon driver. This one is not for me. Anyways, later on that evening, Rabbi Yosef did what he always did at night. He, of course, learned Torah. And he davened Maariv. And later on in the night, in the middle of the night, he got up to say Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos is something which not that many people say today, but they are tefillos, which are said in the middle of the night on certain nights, not every night, mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. And following such tefillos, a person then typically would learn until dawn. And this is what Yosef did. Reb Yosef did this every night. And as he was saying the Tikkun Chatzos, he said it with a lot of feeling, tremendous feeling, because a lot of the tefillos are about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, we want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. We want to get out of Gullus. And he sang the tefillos with a lot of feeling. And it so happened in the next room was this government official, this Jewish government official, who had left all of his Yiddishkeit behind. And he heard the sound of this davening. And it reminded him in a very deep way of his childhood, of how he had grown up in a Jewish home, a frum home, and it was a certain beauty there that, of course, his life didn't have anymore. He no longer did mitzvahs, he no longer learned Torah, he didn't live in a Jewish environment, he wasn't married to a Jewish person, and he suddenly missed all that. And he became more and more affected by these thoughts and of his strong, suddenly very, very strong memories of his childhood, of his happy childhood. And eventually, he became so affected that he began to cry. And he was crying and crying. Rabbi Yosef heard him crying, and he went out to see what's going on. When he saw that the government official, the Jewish government official, was so affected by hearing him davening, he understood that he now regretted having left his Yiddishkeit behind. And little by little, he helped this Jew to go back on the path of Torah and mitzvahs. And eventually, this Jew, again, completely became involved in Yiddishkeit and keeping the mitzvahs, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And he left his non-Jewish life behind. After this, Rabbi Yosef continued to be a wagon driver. And at a certain point, Dalter Rebbe, who had told him to become a wagon driver, passed away, was nostalgic. And so Rabbi Yosef came to the next Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe, who became the second Chabad Rebbe, and asked permission to retire from being a wagon driver. The Mittler Rebbe answered, "My father made a Rav into a wagon driver, but I'm going to take a wagon driver and make him into a Rav." And he gave him permission to go back to being a Rav. It seems that the mission of this Rabbi Yosef was primarily, mainly, to help this one Jew come back to Yiddishkeit. And for that, he actually was instructed by the Alter Rebbe to leave his position as Rav for years, many years. And when he finally accomplished it, then it was time to go back to being a Rav. Now, of course, being a Rav is also a very special mission, and is a very, very special mission. Be able to teach people Torah, teach an entire town Torah, guide a whole town in their fulfillment for Torah mitzvahs, Rosh Yeshiva, is a very, very important position. But for some reason, Dalter Rebbe felt that for Rabbi Yosef's soul, it was more important at this particular time, for this amount of years, that he should help this particular Yid come back to Yiddishkeit. And we also see from here the preciousness of every single Jew. So much effort Alter Rebbe put into this one Jew, that is, that he took Rabbi Yosef and removed him from his position as Rav and Rosh Yeshiva, and for years, until finally it was accomplished that this Jew had come close to Torah mitzvahs. So we see how important it is, every single Jew, that he should be able to become close to Torah mitzvahs. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.